Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And we do have a blockage in Shamokin on Route 61, a detour set up there. It's not leading to exceedingly long delays on the detour. If you're familiar with Feeney Street and Hake Street and those areas, Tioga Street, basically just taking the most immediate routes around there. We do have a blockage there near a fire scene in Shamokin, and that'll continue a little while longer. Not sure how many hours, but it isn't leading to exceedingly long delays yet, so we'll keep you posted about that. In the studio with us now, Kevin Hood is back. He's a telecommunicator, part of the Team A shift at the Snyder County and Union County CSR 911. He's a telecommunicator, which means he's a dispatcher. And the whole operation is over in Snyder County these days, right?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, welcome aboard. So Kevin was on the Mark program, did a fabulous job with Joe Kantz back in November. So he suggested at the time that we talk more about some specific things and get an update. So one of the things we talked about back then was that there weren't enough staff members. You were, what, four or five people short. You had more than a dozen, but nowhere near the 21 full-timers that you need to survive over there. How are you making out now?
Much better since the last time I was on with Commissioner Kantz. We actually have had three new hires full-time. They are actually in training right now. Two of them are with me on my shift, and then the other trainee is with the other shift, the other day shift. The trainee that I had has successfully been signed off, so he is now on his own. His training wheels are off, so to say. So we're still looking to hire three more full-timers, potentially, to get us up to that magical number of 21. And, of course, always looking for anyone interested in part-time, any experienced dispatchers or any dispatchers with other services that are looking for maybe a supplemental job. There's always part-time openings for them.
Yeah, we know, folks, you work in Northumberland County Communications sometimes.
Correct, yep.
So you guys cross the river and across county lines and just help out wherever you're needed. Yeah, you seem to have a heart for helping out and making sure that these 911 systems are up to date. So if folks aren't familiar with CSR 911, it is a joint service that was started about 3 years ago with Union and Snyder County together, Central Susquehanna Regional 911. Since then, Columbia County got their joint 911 started with Montour County and elsewhere around the state. You know, these are popping up. This has turned out to be highly successful, would you say?
Definitely successful from where we were, I think. It was, like any other merger, consolidation was rocky at first when the foundation started. That was back in 2016. We went online as CSR 911 as the joining of the two centers in 2018 on New Year's Day at midnight. They actually made a whole big announcement and put both the individual centers offline, and we were, at that point, CSR 911.
All right. Well, yeah, that gave you a good fresh start there. We heard some of the initial dispatches. It didn't sound any different. Everybody knew all the place names and the boxes were the same. And you were already each other's emergency backup, so that kind of helped. You know, you had some lines of communications already open.
Correct. And we were actually really blessed at the start, and we still are really blessed. We had a lot of senior staff stay over through the merger from both counties, and they were instrumental in keeping things status quo for the most part and laying the groundwork for the policies that we have now for CSR that keep us going the way we've been.
All right, fantastic. Well, some of the nuances that the bosses have added there and you've helped implement, text to 911, so I can send a text to 911.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that system.
So the text to 911, it was set up recently, not so recently, but it's not, obviously, it's coming into fruition, but it's a nationwide thing. It's nationally being done It's actually started out in California many years ago. In the areas where wildfires are prevalent, the San Bernardino area, the Los Angeles area, to give people a means to communicate if their phone lines were down, if the infrastructure was still up for media online. But it evolved, obviously, throughout the United States, and here we are today. Locally, if you cannot call, we always say, call if you can, text if you can't. That's the catchphrase that we've been pushing. And if you can, if you're in a situation where you can't talk, you can't make a phone call, but you can text, all you have to do is just like a normal text in your address bar where the number goes, just put 911 and then just start texting your message. And it will go like a cell phone call to whichever 911 center. It bounces the signal off to you that's the closest. If you would happen to be in Snyder County and get Northumberland County by chance, they would, just like we would say on the phone, the dispatcher will text back, you have another county, I'll transfer you to the county you need. But normally, just like you'd receive a text message back from somebody, the text message back from us as the dispatcher says, you're being connected to CSR 911, please stand by for a dispatcher. And then I can start talking to you, or whoever the dispatcher is can type, just like we're typing on a keyboard, and text back to you.
Okay, just like you're doing messaging or something where you're sending words back and forth, or texting back and forth. So text to 911, has it been used? Are folks enjoying it already?
We have seen, it's not widely used yet because it's still so new. I have received, I think, 3 or 4 different text messages already, just since both counties, both 911 centers have implemented. We've seen an upkick in it. But like I said, it's still new, so it's still trying to catch on. But the times that we have used it, that I have seen it used, it's been instrumental.
Please continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been people that have been in situations where they normally wouldn't be able to talk, a domestic situation, somewhere where they don't have necessarily cell service, but they might have service to text.
All right, yeah, just enough with it, with just enough data link, but no voice link there. There's different protocols. So text to 911 system, is it comprehensive around our area?
Yes. The last text call that I received was actually from somebody who was in an area where you don't normally have anything else other than texting, or they're not able to get out as far as cell phone service, and that's all they had. So it's been invaluable, I think, for our area just because of the area that we're in geographically.
All right, so that is being utilized in Northumberland County, for example, has got it.
Correct.
So, and if it doesn't work, it will probably bounce to a county that does have it, so you're still going to get some connection there.
Yep, there are fail-safes in place to someone. If you text 911, somebody will pick it up. It's just like a 911 telephone call.
I think 911 is a bit of almost an institution in the U.S. You know, you have to kind of understand it a little bit. You have to be ready with the right information. Just tell me a little bit about 911.
So the 911 system was established back in 1968. First 911 call was received in a little town in Alabama called Haleyville. It was a national movement that they wanted across the board to have a dedicated number that if somebody had an emergency, they could call this number and they knew that they would have somebody, fire response, ambulance, police, somebody would be able to process that call. Around here, it didn't really catch on until the late 70s and through the 80s and into the early 90s. Before that, you had the fire departments themselves would usually answer the calls, or they'd have somebody dedicated to answer the calls. In Snyder County, for example, was the sheriff's office. I know Northumberland County pre-1995 had their little regional centers. There was Sunbury Communications, and I know Mount Carmel and Shamokin had their own little 911 centers that they dealt with just their area. So this was, over the course of the decades, just a way to make sure that everyone had one dedicated number that they knew if they dialed this, they would get help.
All right, so that's the 911. Is there anything I should know about this? I mean, we talk about hang-up calls where you guys are obligated to do some investigating.
Correct. So anytime you dial 911, if it's a hang, if you would, for whatever reason, not mean to dial 911 and you would hang up, or if it was an accidental call, you know, we hear it all the time. My phone was in my cup holder and it just started dialing, or I sat on my phone. It's a little bit harder to, what we used to say, butt dial now, because everyone for the most part has a smartphone, but we still hear that reasoning. So if you dial 911 and you don't mean to dial 911, whether you stay on the line with us or not, if you hang up, we have to call you back. That is priority, because we have to establish if there actually was an emergency or not. People who still have house phones, landlines, if you dial 911 from one of them and hang up, we have to give it to whoever the local police department is to follow up with, just because of how it comes in and processes. The best thing to do, if you know your phone dialed 911, just stay on the line and tell the dispatcher what happened. I can't tell you how many times I've called people back and they get just nasty with me just because, you know, I'm bothering them. I'm just trying to make sure you're safe. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to get anybody in trouble. We just need to, we have to call you back to make sure that everything is okay. The best thing to do, if that happens, just stay on the line with the dispatcher. Tell them what happened. We're not going to yell at you. I promise we're not going to yell at you. We're not going to get mean. We just want to make sure you're okay. Something else, though, too, with that I want to mention. Cell phones that people have that are not networked, because, you know, you get an upgrade on your cell phone, you keep the other one back for, you know, the kids to play with because their games are on it or whatever the case may be. If you have a cell phone, whether you're using it or not, that it's not networked, as long as it has battery life, that phone can call 911. It's called, we call it a 911 only phone. Those phones we cannot call back. And I'm not telling people this to, you know, call 911 from those phones because we can't trace you. I'm telling people this because that is a dangerous scenario. So if we get 911 only phone calls, there's no way for us to process them because we can't call them back. But we get so many hangups for them. So if you have a phone that your kids just play with that is not on a network, just keep that in mind. It can still work.
All right. Well, fantastic. And we know on the Snyder County website there is more information. Anything critical you want to pass along? Maybe I didn't ask you. We're just about out of time, but we have one more minute here.
Not really for anything in particular. The same with what we talked about the last time with Commissioner Kantz. Anybody who is still looking for employment, we are, like I said, still have 3 full-time positions open. You don't have to have a special skill set. We are looking for anyone team-oriented who wants to make a difference, wants to, if you have an interest in this kind of work, please fill out an application, stop by, go on the websites. It is csr911.org. There's an application link there, and get the process started.
All right. Kevin Hood's a telecommunicator, the Team A shift supervisor at Snyder County. He's, CSR 911. What do you have to do with Snyder County anymore?
Well, it's equal back and forth between Snyder and Union County. I still, even as a supervisor, I still get to dispatch every now and then, so my skills are still, I don't know if they were ever sharp, but they're staying about as sharp as they can.
Right, and we hear you in Northumberland County, too, or once a year I call you and you're there. So, can't get away from it.
Yeah, how about it?
All right. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.